I'm Kim Masters of the Business on KCRW, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. I'm joined in the studio by our executive producer, Matt Holzman. Hello, Matt.
Hello there, Kim.
So, Matt, you know you can download a podcast of the business for free on iTunes.
I know. What a deal.
What a deal. But for only 99 cents, you will soon be able to download TV shows, not from all the studios that make TV shows, but from two big ones, Disney and or ABC and Fox.
Right. You'll be able to download shows for 99 cents an episode, which is a very significant discount considering that even I Dream of Jeannie is going for $1.99 right now. TV shows go for as much as, I think, $3.99 an episode. So, and why?
Why? Well, why in the case of Disney? Because Steve Jobs of Apple is the biggest shareholder in Disney, and whither he goest, there goes Disney, and they will do what he wishes. In the case of Fox, it's a little different. All the other studios are bitterly opposed to this. They think this is a very bad idea. They feel that this will draw people away from watching, you know, TV and hurt their sales of DVD, you know, collected episodes, which are very lucrative. And they are deeply concerned and denouncing this. But Fox has another agenda, which is that Rupert Murdoch, who is, of course, the chairman of News Corp, the parent company, has a little paper called The Wall Street Journal. And the thinking is that he is currying favor with Apple to get his newspaper, which is a big challenge to make a newspaper profitable now, favorable treatment on the various Apple devices. And therefore, it's not a permanent deal. It's supposed to be an experiment. Apple has promised to pay everybody what they would have made if full prices had been charged for this experimental period. But many people in the industry feel that this is the beginning of something very bad for the TV industry.
Right. Well, Rupert Murdoch believes specifically that the iPad is going to be the future of the newspaper publishing business. And he really wants to be a first mover there. And of course, the studios are right. If this succeeds, it will hurt their DVD sales and it could potentially hurt TV viewership. But I think what they're not facing is, like with the music industry, DVD sales are going to disappear no matter what. So why not embrace the future?
But the question of the pricing is going to be a very sensitive one. And, you know, these TV shows that people enjoy cost a whole lot of money to make, sometimes, you know, in excess of $1 million an episode, and you're not going to pay for them with 99-cent downloads. So
right.
That's the concern.
And the other concern, of course, is that they're negotiating with cable companies for carriage, and if these programs are worth so little, it takes away their leverage in negotiations with the cable companies.
They want the cable companies to pay them.
Right.
This is in the case of the broadcast networks, and it hurts them if they if they say, oh, by the way, we're selling this stuff cheap. So that's going to be an ongoing struggle. I mean, this did not help CD sales when they did it for music, and I think the studios are concerned that it will not help them either.
Well, I'm sure of that.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
This is The Hollywood Breakdown, and I'm Kim Masters. So are you going to buy 99-cent TV episodes from Apple, or do you think this is going to kill TV and you'll have nothing to do with it? Let us know at kcrw.com/Hollywood Breakdown.